quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. I'm flying solo. Normally Lance would be on today, but he had car troubles. It's still being worked on after like 6 hours. Boy, do I know that problem. And so he's not here today, but he's going to be here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday as Filthy Tom is unavailable. And so it's you and me, brother. Brothers, sisters. Hey, if you want to text us, help out the show. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. You can email me at fwonline@gmail.com. That is fwonline@gmail.com. fwonline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Have you gotten a Cameo yet? At fwonline. And at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. So, today we've got to talk about NXT tonight. We got to talk about Dynamite tomorrow. There's an Impact coming up on Thursday. We got Impact news, including, yes, the ratings for the second week of TNA Impact on AMC. We're going to tell you about those. Also, an update on Rey Mysterio, who was injured again on the Raw show last night. We have got updates on some TNA contracts. We got a bunch of news on the Royal Rumble, including who is in it at this point, who is not, and some odds, if you want odds for the Royal Rumble. Talked about it yesterday, but didn't go into detail. Yes, there is a WWE 2K26. I told you guys this, even though the internet was claiming there wasn't going to be one. There is not going to be just one. There's like 15 2K26 versions. So we'll get into those and a lot of other news. Back in a moment with more of Observer Live.
Over the age of 50, want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Solo show today. Hey, let's start off with some frivolity. Guys ever get spam emails? I know I do. But I got the funniest spam email I probably have ever gotten in my life. Are you ready for this? Sky here says, "How's it going?" Which is actually funny because I don't think he actually has really, he clearly has no idea. This is just a random thing sent to people. It's not specifically sent to Brian Alvarez, or there's no way he would have sent this. "How's it going?" it starts. "If I could book you on 100 podcasts over the next 12 months, would you be interested in speaking? With gratitude," it says. William. You know the last thing on the face of the planet Earth that I would want to do over the next year is another 100 podcasts? Thank you, William, but no thank you. All right. First off, I want to do an update on Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio was injured on Raw last night. They were doing a tag match, and I don't want to get on Austin Theory because I know people get very upset about that. The first part wasn't his fault. He did his move, which is this ataxia or something like that. And Ray takes a bump. There's nothing wrong with the move. It was nobody's fault. But he lands and he grabs his ribs or his stomach area. And so they go to another spot. Or it was a singles match. It felt like a tag because there were six people involved. But anyway, it was a singles match, Theory and Ray. So anyway, Theory, they bump outside, and Ray then sells his knee. And so anyway, probably the reason I thought it was a tag is, at that point, four other guys got involved. They all start brawling all over the place. And as this is happening, Ray goes back into the ring, and he gets stomped, and Theory pins him, okay? So the second Theory pins this guy, Ray just rolls to his back, and he's grabbing, like, his stomach, his ribs. And they got a big schmoz after the match where Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, they're out there, and Dragon Lee is out there. And anyway, Ray's crew and the Vision, they're all out there. And so the spot is Bron has to proceed to kill everybody. And so Bron starts killing these baby faces one at a time. He spears, where are we here? Get through all of this. He spears Penta, and then he spears Dragon Lee. They're all dead. And the referee, meanwhile, is like, he's literally dragged Rey over to the apron. And the doctor's over there. He's checking on Rey Mysterio. So the heels all come over because Rey is the last guy that's supposed to be speared and killed. So they go over to him, and this ref gets up, and he just, like, gets it. He's like, no, get away from this guy. Don't touch him. So Bron Breakker, all right, he turns around. Logan Paul, all right, he turns around. Bronson Reed, all right, he turns around. Well, I don't know if Theory just, I don't know what happened, but, like, the ref is telling him, no, the guy's hurt, and Theory grabs this guy, and he starts lifting him up, and they immediately cut away. And like, somebody must have come over and said, let go of him. And they got Rey out of there. And then Braun ends up, I think he speared Penta a second time or whatever. But anyway, what we were told this morning is that apparently Rey's going to be all right. I would presume that, like, probably some rib injury or something like that. Rey was gone for 6-8 months with a groin injury. From, like, around WrestleMania of last year until, like, I don't know, a month or so ago. And then he came back, and then he had some other minor injury, and now he had another minor injury. So I don't know if he had the same, I don't know if this was the same injury. Like, maybe he injured his rib, and then, like, he got cleared, and then he went in and took the move, and his rib hurt again or whatever. But anyway, he probably will be back soon. But man, this guy's just had one problem after another. I presume his knee is okay. He was kind of limping a little bit after they took a bump outside. But the big issue clearly appeared to be his rib area. So all the best to him, and hopefully he's all right. Javon Evans also is all right. Last week, they did a spot where him and El Grande Americano, they both had the same idea at the same time. They were going to do the duck and shoulder tackle into the ribs. But I guess they both thought the other guy was supposed to do it. And so they both ducked down, and they bonked heads. And if you remember watching the show, like, Javon seemed okay. Then they went to a commercial break, and when they came back, he was on the outside, and he was, like, holding his shoulder and his arm and everything like that. And I don't know this 100%, but somebody who was there said, I'm pretty sure what happened was he clonked heads, and he was hurt, you know, concussion protocol, and they don't like concussion protocol. They don't like talking about concussions. They don't like talking about head injuries. So this person thinks that during the commercial break, medical basically told him, like, or somebody told him, like, sell your shoulder, make it look like it's your arm or shoulder, because they didn't want people, they don't like concussions. So anyway, he was taken to the back, and he was cleared on this week's show. They announced that during the commercial break, of course, because Javon's new gimmick is I'm the king of the commercial breaks. Nobody sees it except the people watching internationally. He did declare for the Royal Rumble during the commercial break. So you can add Javon to the Rumble. Speaking of the Rumble, they had one thing on the show last night, which we'll talk about later, which was so incredibly stupid. But I'll just talk about it now. Finn Balor went up to Adam Pearce and said that he wanted to be in the Royal Rumble. He wanted to win the Rumble, and he wanted to get another shot at CM Punk's title. And Adam Pearce told this guy, sorry, it's full. There's no room in the Royal Rumble for Finn Balor. So, of course, this is preposterous because we have the full lineup as of right now for the Royal Rumble, and there's only 15 men from both brands that have been announced for the Rumble. Cody Rhodes, Gunther, Jey Uso, Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee, Penta, Solo Sikoa, Roman Reigns, Jacob Fatu, Bronson Reed, Austin Theory, Logan Paul, Bron Breakker, Javon Evans, and Obafemi. There's 15 spots left, and Adam Pearce has to say, sorry, it's full, okay? So then later, they're doing a main event of AJ Styles and CM Punk, and of course, Finn Balor runs in, DQ finish in the main event, totally sucked, and then he beats up CM Punk and leaves him laying, so he's not going babyface, he's still a heel, and he lays this guy out, beats him up, and the show goes off the air. There's no announcement of, for example, CM Punk and Finn Balor for the title at the Royal Rumble. No announcement of anything. It just goes off the air with the world champion laid out by a guy who's not on the Royal Rumble show in any fashion. He's not even in the Royal Rumble. That was the closing shot of the go-home show for the Royal Rumble. I was astounded. I mean, you know, maybe they're going to do Finn Balor and CM Punk at the Rumble. If you're going to do that, why didn't this match take place at the top of the second hour, top of the third hour, so that you could announce the match before the show went off the air? I mean, in theory, it was a match that was made at the beginning of the show. Presumably when the show began, there already was another main event. So anyway, the whole thing was absolutely stupid. But I bring it up because we do have the odds for the Royal Rumble. And these odds are interesting because the top three people that are predicted to have the best shot of winning the Royal Rumble, two of them are obvious, Roman Reigns and Braun Breaker. They're basically tied. Roman has a 36% chance of winning. Braun Breaker has 33. But in third place, the odds makers have placed Sami Zayn, who at this point isn't even in the Rumble. And according to Adam Pearce, the Rumble is full. So anyway, we'll talk about the rest of these odds after the break. They are odd. Wrestling Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So yeah, I don't know what to make of these odds. Roman Reigns, 36.4%. He's in first place. Braun Breaker, 33.3%. So it's pretty much neck and neck. Roman Reigns and Braun Breaker as the odds-on favorites to win. Third place is Sami Zayn, who's not even in the Rumble. And it's full. Fourth is Gunther, who isn't in the Rumble, and it's full. Cody Rhodes in fifth place, 10%. LA Knight, 6.7%. Obafemi, 6.7%. Jacob Fatu, 5.9%. And in last place, at least of this top 10, Seth Rollins, who's not in the Royal Rumble. He's not cleared. So I don't know. I don't know who made these odds, but they kind of suck. For the women, in first place, the best chance of winning the Women's Royal Rumble this year, Bianca Belair, 36.4%. That says she would return and win. Liv Morgan, 30.8%. Tiffany Stratton, 11.1%. Rhea, 10. Roxanne, 5.3%. AJ Lee, 4.8%. Chelsea Green, 3.8%. Lyra, 3.8%. Charlotte, 3.8%. And Raquel, 2.9%. So, not so sure about that. So basically, in American odds, Roman Reigns plus 175, Braun Breaker plus 200, Sami Zayn plus 550, Gunther plus 850, and Cody plus 900. So no clear favorite here, but those are the odds for the Royal Rumble. And we'll talk more about Raw here in a moment. By the way, the declared women... Rhea Ripley, Io Sky, Liv Morgan, Roxanne, Raquel, Asuka, Bayley, Lyra, Jordan, Chelsea, Alexa, Charlotte, Lash, Nia, Julia, Maxine, and Becky. Far as I know, Women's Royal Rumble, not full. But who knows? Who knows? I want to mention the TNA on AMC ratings. Thursday night's episode of TNA averaged 171,000 viewers, everyone. Nothing? Listen, the debut show with all of that hype did 173,000 viewers, okay? You know, everyone always goes, oh, well, you know, AEW, the Dynamite's lost half of their audience since they debuted. Well, yeah, the very first show they ever did 1.4 million. But it's like the very first SmackDown on Fox did 4 million. And yes, Dynamite is now half of that. SmackDown was half of that by the time they were off Fox. Because the first show is always going to do the biggest number. It's got the most hype behind it. It's been promoted for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. So when that first AMC show did 173,000, and it was a freaking awful show, just a terrible show, I thought, man, what do you think? Maybe 140, 135, 125? Like, what's that second show going to do? Dear God. Well, as it turns out, the second show did the same as the first. It did basically the exact same number of viewers as the first. It was off by 2,000, but when you're below 200,000-300,000, I mean, it basically did exactly the same. Did a 0.03 in 18 to 49, 0.04 last time. And, I mean, that you, I don't care what you say, this is a gigantic positive for TNA that they managed to do the same viewers for the second show. How it's going to do week three? I guess we shall see. But that is a very, very good number, like an astoundingly good number for week two of TNA on AMC. They are not currently the number two promotion on the planet, but that was a good number. Also, Mr. Elegance has officially signed with the company. Mr. Elegance's character debuted this month. It was said the winner of the talent search would receive a one-year TNA contract. AJZ, Andreas John Ziegler, was unveiled to be Mr. Elegance. He graduated from the Firestar Performance Center in Greensboro 2019. He's wrestled for Ohio Valley Wrestling and other places. And I believe he's actually, I think he's like the cousin of the Nemeths, I think. He's related to like Nick Nemeth. So, and actually, once I heard it, I looked at him and I was like, yeah, I can see the resemblance. So I believe that's legitimate. I could be wrong, and he just looks so much like him that he took that gimmick, but I think they're actually related. So anyway, he is signed with TNA. So there was all of these rumors on the internet that there would not be a WWE 2K26. I told you there would be. And in fact, boy, is there. So Gaming Insider reports it is scheduled to be released Friday, March 13th. Which is around the time that 2K is released each year. With it coming out in March, I got fleas. With it coming out in March during WrestleMania season, report says that WWE 2K26 will be released PS5, Xbox, Series SX, Nintendo Switch 2, and PC. Not yet known if the game will be available on PS4 and Xbox One. They have confirmed three special editions of the game. We have an Attitude Era edition. We have a Monday Night War edition. And I'm sure he was dragged kicking and screaming, a Triple H themed King of Kings edition. The official announcement will be made this Friday, which is the same day that pre-orders will go live. Steve Austin, The Rock, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, Kane, Kurt Angle, Chyna, Trish, Lita, Stephanie, and the Dudleys, all on the cover of the Attitude Era Edition. Monday Night War cover, Austin, Rock, Undertaker, Triple H, Angle, Chyna, Hogan, Nash, Hall, Booker T, and Eric Bischoff. Eric Bischoff got on the cover of WWE video game here in 2026. CM Punk will be the focus of this year's showcase mode. It's a story mode that spotlights one wrestler, allows you to relive some of their past moments, and play through dream match scenarios. So there you go. Okay, so I'm told that, well, we'll get into that here in a while. I'm gonna do some more digging. Somebody fed me a bill of goods. Let's see, what else do we have here? Triple H. Powerhouse Hobbs will be Royce Keyes, which apparently is a huge scandal on the internet, as it always is. And listen, every time someone signs for NXT, Kale Dixon, for example, every time we hear one of these names, it's like, Kale Dixon. Well, what's important to remember, and I should remember this as well, but I can't help myself half the time. The talent gets to pick their own names. And actually, this came up recently because Blake Monroe, you know, when she got her new name, she went from Mariah May to Blake Monroe. And you know, everyone was just outraged. They couldn't believe it. And they were making fun of the name and everything like that. And she was upset because Blake, I believe, is the name of her niece. She chose her niece's name for her new ring name because people choose their names. And so making fun of the Blake name, I mean, she wasn't happy about that because that was the name that she chose as a tribute to somebody that she knew. So it's the same thing. I don't know what the tie-in is with Royce Keyes, but Hobbs, that was his choice. So if you want to listen, if your argument is no one should have to change their names, he should be able to come in as Powerhouse Hobbs, fine. That's great. I'm not going to argue that at all. But if you're going to make fun of the name, you can't blame WWE for the actual name Royce Keyes. That's Hobbs' choice, and there's a reason for it, and I'm sure it's important to him. So that's the story on that name. Claudio is heading to Mexico City for a title defense this Friday. He has issued an open challenge, and Zelwa has accepted. And so, of course, he is the CMLL World Heavyweight Champion, Claudio. Beats Gron Guerrero for the belt November 28th. And he's been going back and forth a lot. So that match is coming up on Friday. So I have been told, yes, that apparently, Mr. Elegance is not related to Nick and Ryan Nemeth. That has been denied. So was it Filthy that told me that? I got to throw somebody under the bus for this story. Somebody told me. Maybe it was Vinny. But anyway, he actually does look, like, if you look at him, you can, it's believable. And I think that's probably why he chose the ring name Ziegler. But anyway, apparently he's not related to the Nemeths. Dang it! I'm going to find this out during the break, everybody. We're going to come back for the Raw Report, and we'll talk about everything that happened there. There's some good stuff on the show, and there was also some really weird stuff on the show. So in other words, it was a professional wrestling show. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Kala! I text him during the break. It's Filthy's fault. He is the one that said he was related to Nemeth. And then I text him about it. I said, was it you that said that they were related? And he goes, yeah. And then he goes, depends on if it's right or not. And then he goes to Wikipedia, and this is his proof. Ziggler's character is a golden boy. An arrogant wrestler thinks he is better than anyone else. In kayfabe, he is also presented as the nephew of Dolph Ziggler. Yes, Tom, do you know what kayfabe means? God! Now I look like an idiot. Oh, now he's sending me an interview. John Ziegler offered to peel the curtain back a little in a recent interview to explain his, quote, relationship with Dolph Ziggler. He clarified that he's not related. Oh, Tom sends me all of this afterwards. You geek. That's, yeah, I know. God. All right. Should we talk about Raw? He's going to get it. That's why he left for a week. By the time he comes back, I'm going to have forgotten about it. All right. So the Raw show on, what day was it, Monday? Here we go. All right, AJ Styles came out for a promo, got a huge reaction. A lot of questions if this guy's going to retire on Saturday. So this is what I can tell you. When Shinsuke Nakamura did that social media post where he admitted that AJ had told him last year that he was going to retire at the Royal Rumble, he'd already decided. That was not something that, you know, they were putting together to try to fool the internet or whatever, to swerve people. Like, that was a heartfelt, message from Shinsuke Nakamura that he quickly took down, okay? So, if you watched the show last night, you know, AJ had some sort of injury or something, and he came back, and man, he was, as the kids say, yoked. This dude was huge and shredded, like the biggest I'd ever seen him. Then for a little while, he kind of, you know, got back sort of to normal. But man, last night on the show, he was back to just being, he was huge and he was ripped and he looked like a guy who was like, this is it. Let's just finish off on a high note and get out of here. Now, with that said, if Saturday's his last match, then this was his final ever Raw match. And, man, what a way to have a final ever TV match. Short nothing match with a disqualification finish. It wasn't a nothing match. It was fine. But it wasn't like a blow-away match. And, you know, DQ finish. It sucked. But he came out here, and he's thanking everybody, and he's telling the story that, yes, I did say that I was going to retire this year. But, you know, I want to go out on my terms. I want to have great matches with all the people I've wanted to wrestle. My back is against a wall, but Gunther, he's not phenomenal. So CM Punk comes out. They go back and forth. And essentially, Punk agrees to give AJ a match tonight on Raw. And AJ says, well, you know what? If I beat you tonight, then after I get through with Gunther, I want to be the number one contender for the title. And Punk says, well, when I won the title, I said I'd be a fighting champion. So if we're going to do this tonight, it's going to be for the belt. And the fans went nuts, and an impromptu match was made for this show. We had Rhea and Io and Stephanie versus Raquel and Roxanne and Liv. I thought overall it was a very good match. The heat was great. There were a couple of spots that were a little bit weird. There was some mistimed codebreaker Russian leg sweep spot that didn't look good at all. And then finally, everyone's a big move on everyone else. Stephanie has to dive off the post onto Raquel. Liv tries the Oblivion. Roxanne gets a blind tag. And Raquel finally hits Roxanne with the Riptide, gets the pin. Great heat. Fans were going nuts. This was very good. We had the first of the segments involving Finn. He runs into Punk. He thanks him for the match. P- Funk says, I want to thank you. Takes two to tango. I'm not the best in the world unless I beat the best in the world. But you need to think about what your legacy is going to be. If you want to be champion, maybe you should dump the Judgment Day. You'll never be champion hanging out with garbage like Dom. He says, if you want another shot, win the Rumble. Maybe I'll see you in Vegas. So the Vision comes down to the ring for a promo. And they're talking about the suspension of Braun. They call out Adam Pearce. Adam Pearce comes out. The story is that Adam Pearce got a call last week, and he's worried for his job. And so he basically says, hey, listen, Braun, you're reinstated. You're in the Royal Rumble. Paul, all your guys, they're all in the Royal Rumble. Is there anything else you need? And Paul offers a handshake, and Adam says no. And he says, you know, I want to add one more thing, Theory. If Ray hadn't gotten those brass knucks last week, you might have won. And so I'm going to give you a chance at redemption against Ray Mysterio tonight. That match is taking place right now. So basically, Adam Pearce, you know, he put his hands on Braun first. He did put the brass knucks on the apron that Ray used to beat Theory last week. So he had two strikes, and now he's going to be in his best behavior as a storyline. So we talked about the Ray versus Theory match in the aftermath. And as noted, Ray appears to be okay. There was, you know, Austin Theory did get the win, and it was fine. I mean, I have no idea why all of a sudden Austin Theory is like everyone's favorite wrestler, but, you know, he didn't do much in this match, to be honest. He was just kind of there, got his win, but that was it. They cut to a Natty promo. She is now Natty. Natalia's dead. She did a social media post of her urinating on Natalia's grave as Natty. Standing as well, I might add. We had Raquel yelling at Bailey and Lyra backstage. And she was looking for Pierce, got attacked by Stephanie. It was broken up. We had a sit down with Gunther. It's Michael Cole and Gunther. And Michael Cole goes, why not just have a rematch with AJ? Why'd you make him put his career on the line? Gunther goes, well, if it's bugging you, you don't get it. I gained nothing by beating this guy again. Now I have something major to gain. I can beat him and take his career. Cole says, AJ just wants to finish his career. He just wants to entertain the fans, face his old rivals, rob the fans. Why do you rob the fans? Why do you, Gunther, rob the fans of these moments? And he's like, I am sick of hearing this. I'm sick of these old-timers trying to take moments that should be, they should belong to me. So I took moments from Goldberg, from Cena, and I'm going to do the same from AJ. He wants his beautiful retirement tour. That's taking away moments from me. You're an old-timer as well. I could end your career right now, but I won't. Because Saturday, I want you to sit there at the Rumble, and I want to hear you call that match and say the career of the phenomenal AJ Styles is over. And he cackled. He made sure to mention when it comes to Cena, all anyone talks about now is how he gave up to me in his final match. I was like, you're right. This Gunther's a hero. Finn then tells Pierce that he's declaring for the Rumble. That's when Pierce tells him it's full. He leaves. Liv runs into him. Says, oh, hey, what are you showing respect to Punk for? Raise your hand like a participation trophy. He's telling you to leave the Judgment Day. He doesn't want you to win that title. Judgment Day does. We're your family. And Finn says it's not as straightforward as you think. Let me figure this out. Then we had New Day, Alpha Academy, American Made, and Los Americanos in a four-way, with the winners getting a shot at the tag team titles. And, like, the New Day was fine, and American Made was just kind of there, not all that impressive. Los Americanos did fine. But, like, the stars of this match were Alpha Academy, Tozawa, and Otis. They get the heat on Tozawa. He gives a hot tag to Otis. Otis runs wild. He's just, like, killing everybody like he's Vader. Tags Tozawa back in. Tozawa, big dive, big dive, big dive, flying all over the place, looking awesome. I'm watching this going, golly, these guys look great. So, clearly, Tozawa's getting pinned here. Turn around. Tozawa hits that senton off the top, pins Julius Creed. Otis and Tozawa number one contenders for the World Tag Team titles. I thought this was great. Something new! We had a Becky promo. She's burying everybody. And then Kairi shows up. And Kairi goes, Becky! Kairi's got Asuka right next to her. Says, Becky, you're not going to win the Rumble because nobody is ready for Asuka. And Becky looks at her and he goes, I'm ready for Asuka. I've beaten Asuka many times. In fact, we would have won War Games if it wasn't for you and Asuka. You guys lost it for the team. Tell Asuka that. So Kairi turns to Asuka, who is right there, and she begins explaining this to Asuka in English, at which point Asuka screams, I heard her! And she says, I'll see you in the Royal Rumble. These two were awesome. Had some more segments here. We had a vision meeting backstage. This was classic. Logan Paul says, I have an idea for the Royal Rumble. All of us, we're going to work together. We're going to eliminate everybody. And we're going to make sure that one of us leaves as the winner. Like, wow. That was an incredible plan you came up with, Logan Paul. They all then agree that the man who should win is Bron Breakker. Main event was Punk and AJ for the world title, conceivably AJ's last Raw match. And it was a solid match. We want tables chance. It was nothing like CM Punk versus Finn Balor, and it was nothing like AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura. It was just a match. It was quiet enough at points so you could hear one single solitary fan scream, Chicago Blackhawks suck! And everyone around him laughs. And then finally, AJ hits the Pele. They brawl towards the corner. And Finn Balor runs in for the disqualification. This almost irritated me as much as the NXT booking of Javon Evans in the last 2 years. Because twice now. Like, how many times? It's not like it once, it's twice. Twice in the last 6 months, Finn Balor has, once in NXT and once in his hometown, he made an appearance, but it was a babyface Finn Balor. He had his old music, he had his old entrance, he worked as a babyface, and both times it was like, oh my God, this guy's one of the best wrestlers in the world. Overflowing with charisma. What is he doing in the Judgment Day? And they did it again last week, and I thought, you know what? Somebody's got to figure this out. Finn Balor needs to be a babyface, and he needs to get one last big push. Nope. He's a heel. Attacked CM Punk. Beat him up. Stood over him. The go-home show for the Royal Rumble aired with a man standing tall who's not on the show. I don't know what's going on. I was baffled. And that was that. We also had a moment. Lance is upset he can't be on the show to rant about this. But during the main event, AJ hits CM Punk with the Styles Clash. He hits him with the Styles Clash, his finishing move. He makes the cover. CM Punk barely gets his shoulder up. And Michael Cole, his brain just glitched. And he said, you have to wonder if AJ is playing possum, trying to lure the champion in. What? He hit him with his finisher, almost won. And Cole's call of the move was, I wonder if AJ is playing possum and trying to lure the champion in. Maybe Gunther should have done us all a favor. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Tomorrow, Lance will join us on the show, and probably on Thursday and Friday as well. Although we'll talk about that later. Anyway, tonight on the Brian and Vinny show, with Granny Craig and Sean, it is still, for the time being, we got like 3 weeks left maybe, 20 years ago on TNA Impact. And once we've caught up with the archive from 2006, we probably will move on to a potpourri, a month of this, a month of that, a month of this, a month of that. And a lot of people are really wanting us to cover the AAA show, AAA Weekly Television. Had a lot of people that seem to really like that show. More and more people are asking us to review it. So if you have thoughts, certainly let me know. Any way you can contact me, the board, Twitter, FWOnline@gmail.com, et cetera, et cetera. Let me know what you want to see because there is no one answer. I don't know if you guys have figured that out or not. There's nothing we can choose that everybody will love. So therefore, we have to do our best. We have to barrel on through, much like we did today on this program, when I found out at the last second that these blokes couldn't fix Lance's car on time. I felt that pain recently, in fact. Tell you guys about my windshield? Anyway, we got to wrap it up, everybody. I'll be back later on tonight, as noted. And tomorrow, Observer Live, Observer Radio. And I'll let you know about After Dark tomorrow because we had a guest scheduled that they can't make it. So I think I will still be doing a show. But I also have my quarterly dentist appointment tomorrow. That's always fun. So anyway, lots to get into. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.